Besides many good airmen, you'll find a loyal and obedient military working dog. One Air Force base held its first official retirement ceremony. It was for Dexter. It took place last month. The German Shepherd saved the lives of airmen by assisting with patrol and explosive detection since 2010. Here to tell us more is Dexter's handler, Staff Sergeant Alexandra Springman. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
So give us a little story. Tell us about his Dexter's heroics. What has he done for y'all since 2010?
Dexter has deployed twice to the Middle East, and just like you had pretty much said, he conducted patrol and explosives detection, whether it be base security or outside the wire missions. And any squad that he was assigned with, he was right out in front, making sure that all routes were cleared for troops to pass through, more or less, or working on base security, protecting just the base perimeter.
And probably this is common sense to people in the military, but Dexter is a true professional. He went to military working dog school to learn to do this. So what sort of tasks does he do that, you know, those of us who are just used to civilian dogs might be really surprised and honored to see?
Yes, he actually did go to his basic military training, which is at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas. And he's down there for about 6 months for his training. And with the patrol aspect, he would learn to not only be trained to bite with or without command to protect his handler, but he's also trained to scout out people, whether it be in an open area looking for suspects or to even lost children helping different agencies. And so he could scout out people, whether it be open areas, like I said, or within buildings. And then with explosives detection, he's just trained to detect multiple different types of explosives used in the Middle East against our troops.
And that he does with his nose?
Yes, he does.
And as his handler, what are your duties?
With him, he was a pretty good working dog, so I know his little cues and his little behaviors, whether he be alerting on explosives or on people. So he's got different little body languages, just kind of like people do. And so whenever he was getting ready to alert on something, whether it be a person or explosives, I knew his little behaviors that he would do. And when he was searching for people, he was pretty vocal, so he would bark a lot to let me know, hey, there's a bad guy there.
But you also fed him and groomed him and pretty much had him with you at all times, right?
Yes. When we deployed, he lived with me in my room. So it was just me and him 24/7. I fed him, bathed him, groomed him. Me and him would wake up at the same time, go to work, go to bed the same time. So it was just me and him 24/7 for the 6 months that we were gone.
We're speaking with Staff Sergeant Alexandra Springman. She's stationed at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Arizona. So, Alexandra, can we hear from Dexter himself?
Yes, you can. Hold, let me grab him. He's wandering around the office. Come here, Dexter.
Come on, Dexter. Let's hear you.
Oh, boy. Yes. You guys hear that one?
Yes.
Yeah. I was just wondering, does, you know, now he's retired so he can, I don't know, fetch bones or do whatever he wants to do. But when he was deployed, was he ever just a dog? Like, did you have times where you could just throw Frisbee around?
He has his little reward. And when we were deployed, just to kind of, you know, everyone, just like people, we kind of need our own personal time just to hang out and do what we enjoy. And he was the same way. He actually really loves to do just your basic obedience skills. So whenever we had some free time, I would always take him to our obedience yard where I could just throw his ball around and he could just chase it back and forth and just allow him to have some free time and some fun times. And my mom actually sent him for his own Christmas present. He got an extra large Kong that he really enjoyed to chew on.
Oh, so yeah. You can fill that with peanut butter, and it'll take him hours to occupy him. And so what precipitated his retirement? I mean, he's only 5 years old. That's pretty young for a German Shepherd. What happened that he's retired medically?
His medical was pretty much very similar to a human. So he was a heat casualty, more or less. But Dexter was unable to control his body temperature, especially on warm conditions. And obviously being here in Arizona, as well as deploying to the Middle East, it's both very, very hot climate. So at some point or another, he had some sort of heat injury. We don't really know. And after that, he was just unable to regulate his body temperature. So we would be out working for 20 to 30 minutes, and his body temperature would shoot up very high, similar to a human getting a very severe fever. So it would pretty much be impossible for him to deploy to the Middle East again. And Arizona is a very hard climate for him to work in on a daily basis. And when we were deployed, luckily we were able to work night shift, so it did help accommodate him a little bit. But after this, he wouldn't be able to deploy again. So the Department of Defense just gave us the opportunity to retire him.
And does the Defense Department take care of his medical and health needs the way it would a retired person, member of the military?
Not at this time. They do not. But that is definitely something that a lot of people are advocating, that these dogs be treated the same as far as medical care after the fact. But as of right now, no, they do not.
And what kind of ceremony then did he get? And I imagine a lot of people really cared about him.
Yes, he got the full-fledged retirement ceremony. So all of our base leadership, as well as my leadership, were all there. He got his own introduction and a recap of his heroics and his tours and what he's done for the Air Force. And he also got his own retirement certificate. So,
and when he's out,
fun.
You know, and speaking of his duty, I mean, you said he was bomb sniffing, explosive sniffing. That means that he was in physical danger, possibly.
Yes, he was. That's unfortunately, that is the bad part about their job, is they are the ones out in front of everybody else, because they're there to indicate that there could be or there is an explosive within the area. So he really is the front lines in front of those type of devices and what he's searching for.
And so now that he is retired, I understand that you have gone, I guess, from his handler to his owner. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So he's going to be living out his days with you. How easy was it to formally adopt him?
The medical process is actually not too bad. It did take us a little bit longer than most, but because we had to have a lot of documentation of his overheating problem, so it had to be documented at different times of the day, different types of weather, what type of exercise he was doing. So we were documenting all of his medical problems in his record for a couple months. And then once his disposition package is what his retirement package is called, once it gets down to Lackland to be reviewed, that process took about a month. So his medical was pretty easy, because it was just an overview from our local, regional, and then the Lackland vet saying, okay, this dog has a medical issue. He's good for retirement.
And I guess we should ask him one more time how much he's enjoying retirement. Can he tell us that?
Dexter, come here. Hey, can you talk? Can you talk? Huh?
Dexter, how's retirement?
Oh, can you talk? Can you talk? Talk. Dexter, come here. Oh, one more time. Good boy.
Okay, well, he's shy, but he sounds like he's enjoying retirement.
He's sniffing all over the place right now.
Yeah,
so.
They do, don't they, huh?
Yeah.
So now that he's retired, does he act like a normal dog would, or does he act like, I don't know, a service member always on patrol still?
There are still a few times where he does act like a working dog. Whenever he comes into a new environment like we are now, he's just all over the room, sniffing everything, checking everything out. Or if somebody knocks on my front door, he definitely lets me know, hey, Mom, there's somebody here. Or running around in the backyard, if anyone walks by our yard, then he lets them know, hey, I'm in here. But when we're just watching TV, he is just right up on the couch with me, just hanging out, chewing on his toys. So in that sense, he's definitely very much a house dog.